Hey, I'm going to have John and Tessa come up. I want you to meet them this morning and have them just share a little bit about themselves. Yeah, it's kind of treacherous, huh? And, you know, we've been looking for a youth pastor this last year, and we are so excited and thankful for John and Tessa and their step of faith to be willing to be considered here today. I want to tell you this. I've been at the church now for almost 18 years, and God has done some wonderful things in and amongst us year after year. God is just so faithful. But I got to tell you this, I have not been as excited as I am currently because of what God is doing in the lives of people, you, how he's helping you to grow and just walk with him. And it's so exciting. And some of our programs have really blessed people. And, you know, we're finishing our site here and getting ready to build and just a lot of neat things that are going on. And one of those is that we are excited about John and Tessa and how God has led them to us. And so just this morning in our service, I wanted them to share a little bit about how they came to know Christ as their Savior. So, John, do you want to go first?
Yeah, just to throw things off, I'll go first this time.
All right.
Good morning. 3 minutes, short testimony. So, I was born in 75, became a Christian at the age of 5. We both grew up in Federal Way. I'm going to talk about Jesus as my Savior and my Lord, okay? So, first, grew up in a family. My father was a godly example. My mom is the one that shared Christ with me, and what that means is that she was tucking me into bed one night, and she taught me that Jesus was the Son of God, is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, that he rose again. And at that point, she explained it as, if you want to go to heaven, you can believe that and receive that. And so that's what I did. So that's it. No, I'm just kidding. And my brother was a Christian, my only sibling, older brother. And I had godly teachers at school. I went to a Christian school. And thankfully, some of those people were great influences in my life. Also, Sunday school teachers. Our family was always involved. Pastor Tiefenthaler was the youth pastor at the church.
So it was a great youth ministry there,
right,
John?
Phenomenal. dynamic would be a better word. I had a lot of great influences around me. So that kind of, I also want to say that I read my Bible and prayed very often, almost every day, from an early age. And that's never stopped. So it kind of takes me through elementary school. Junior high, I kind of summarized by saying a teacher had a great influence in pointing out that I was not what it was all about, that I thought of myself too highly and I ought to think about my fellow students. So that gets me excited about working with junior hires. In terms of senior high, my best friend discipled me. And not a teacher, my best friend. And that gets me excited about working with senior hires. So we'd pray together, we'd practice preaching together, which is weird when you're in high school, but okay. And we'd study the Bible together, and we'd do fun stuff that high schoolers do together. And then college, junior college was a time of standing alone because I didn't have a lot of Christian friends, and I was an athlete, and so standing alone on the road, living for Christ when no one else around is willing to do that. University, more temptations, but a little different. NCAA athletics was still important, but I started reaching out to the other athletes and encouraged the Christians to go to the parties because they weren't in senior high, they were in college, and those who had been Christians for a long time to reach out. And so trying to keep it short, so basically from there to here is a long time, but really during that time my greatest growth has come through reading my Bible and praying. And people, you can't underestimate the difference you can make in someone's life. People have made a huge difference in my walk with the Lord. always have, always will. So everybody here, you matter.
And my name's Tessa. Good morning. So John shared that I also grew up in Federal Way, and I had sort of a similar upbringing that, to what John described. My parents became Christians when I was the year that I was born, actually. And so they jumped right into the church, and my mom was the children's ministry director, my dad was a deacon and an elder, and I just kind of jumped right in with them, I guess, when I was old enough to start, you know, sorting crayons. I was in the craft room with my mom doing that, so I kind of started from the very beginning in really involved in the church and doing Sunday school and all kinds of ministries, and I did volunteering, and I went to Seattle Christian, the same school John went to. So I sort of grew up in that church culture, and I sort of spoke the language and knew all the right answers and had gone to Sunday school, and everybody in the church knew who I was and that type of thing. And that kind of carried me a long way through high school. And I can't honestly say that a lot of it was terribly sincere or that I really understood why I was doing what I was doing. It definitely wasn't behaviors that were flowing out of the love that I had for God or an understanding of what His Word calls us to do as Christ followers. It was just sort of what I did because that's what I thought people wanted and what was expected, whether that was true or not. So when I hit college years, I went to school in Spokane at Whitworth College and could kind of play that game for a little longer, and then a few years in, I just realized I was being crushed under the weight of this kind of perfect Christian persona that I'd developed, and that just wasn't real. And thankfully, that's the moment where I did receive God's grace, and that was a real experience for me. And so what I had to realize is that that was enough, just God's grace, and I didn't have to kind of keep up that person that I thought I needed to be to be loved, to be accepted. Sure, there were some people who thought, oh, she's not really who we thought she was. She quit doing all this stuff. And so, but what I learned is that in addition to God's grace saving me, that I did want to give my life to the Lord. I wanted to follow Him. And so that's where I really developed a love for God's Word, an understanding of what it means to be a Christ follower, and just to be a Christ follower, not to just do, because I was really good at doing a lot of stuff. So I still have a tendency to want to jump in and do a lot of things, but since then I've just really learned to develop my relationship with the Lord and let that be what determines what we do with our time. And you know, shortly after college, John and I were married. After I finished college, he's been out for a little while longer. So we were married. I became a social worker. I worked for a number of years doing mental health and chemical dependency work, and then our two children were born. Did you see how cute they were? Our son Elijah is not up there anymore, 2.5. He's not here with us today, and my daughter Jacoby was born in July. She's out in the back with Tammy or Vicky or whoever. They pass that baby around. So that's been what I've been really doing lately. Any of you who are parents know it's kind of an all-consuming thing, or it has been for me. And I've been just so grateful that we have the Word of God, because I don't know what I would do with my kids if we didn't have God's Word. I mean, the Proverbs are so much wisdom and direction that I feel kind of lost in how to live day to day without God's Word and the body of believers who have been there before me and can direct me. So that's kind of brings us up to today with me.
Tessa, thank you. Let me hold the mic. Let me ask you, you shared something last night that really meant something to me. John and Tessa have lived in Federal Way, so they've been able to be here on Sundays and Wednesdays a number of times. Maybe some of you have seen a lot of John. And Tessa shared something she really appreciated about this church when she started coming a few times. Maybe you would share that.
Absolutely. When the first couple of Sundays that I came, the first thing I noticed when I walked in the door is that you have greeters out there. There's all kinds of people in the, whatever you call that room out there, that were just, you know, welcoming me, and they recognized that I was a new face and said, hello, and can I help you? And oh, I see you have a baby. Would you like me to show you where the nursery is? All kinds of just welcoming people. And I feel like I've met a lot of you. I see a lot of faces that I've met already. And I think that's a wonderful thing, because that's going to be the experience for any new person. Maybe there's new people here today walking in. I hope that was your experience, that this church really comes around people who are new particularly and welcomes. We've gotten so many, you know, emails, phone calls, just people saying, we're so glad you're here. And that's really welcoming, because it's hard to be the new person in any situation. So thank you for that.
And I thought that was a compliment to you as well, because you know, it means so much when someone new comes in and they're welcome, they're spoken to, and so I appreciate that in this body, too. John, you have three words to describe why you're excited about youth ministry here at Graham Emanuel. Three.
Okay. Youth, adults, and that is the Bible.
Oh, Bible. Okay, you did it. Nice going. Hey, hey, let me pray for you guys before you go. Let me just pray. Let's pray for John and Tessa. Father, thank you for how you lead in our lives, and we're so thankful that John and Tessa have just obeyed your calling to come here, and they have stepped out in faith and courage to be willing to be our youth pastor, and we pray you would reveal your will to us. We thank you so much for their commitment and love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we commit them to you, and thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.